This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Back into the third hour of the Barden Report. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. BJ Barden is my name, and we're here today on this Saturday, 15th of September 2018. And we're wading through stuff here regarding the 5G debacle, just to keep it going, because it's one of the biggest threats ranged against us, the immediate threat in every way. There's one piece of information here which they're quoting, which is an absolute lie. Illinois was one of the states that established itself as a business leader by promoting smart meters as an economic driver, at one point pushing the myth that the grid would be completely modernized and for somewhere around $3 per month per customer. Well, I think you can multiply that by about 1,000. That is absolutely laughable, if they're putting this amount of equipment on each telegraph pole. In 2013, when he voiced concerns for costs to ratepayers, the pro-business Illinois legislature overlord, Governor Pat Quinn, attempted, must be some Irish kids out there, attempted to veto the deployment of smart meters. He lost his bid for re-election. I see. The non-profit Smart Grid Consumer Collaborative was eventually formed. I don't know who they are. An expert analysis published white papers and resources for policymakers. One premise of the Smart Meter Consumer Collaborative work is that utilities need to customize their communications with their customers. Customize. That's a great word. By watching what has happened in every home and business, utility will be able to tell individual customers that they need more efficient appliances. They could offer customers specific information about how to save energy. They can also cut you off or cut off your washing machine if they feel like it. These meters are so smart. Ultimately, utilities implied that the customers were driving demand for the utilities. What a pack of lies. Currently, smart meters are being portrayed as required support to support adoption of electric vehicles. That's absolute BS. Although the time of use, at the time of use, billing capability enabled by smart meters will now allow utilities to shave the peak. Blah blah blah. There are plenty of stories on these networks, like Activist Posts and Natural News, saying how activists file smart meters that have been installed are absolutely multiplying people's bills and charge them outrageous amounts of money. There's just one more article on tech. I'm saying the blue light from digital devices causes eye strain and increased risk of macular degeneration as you get older. Plus the flicker rate in televisions as well is upsetting people, giving people sleep disorders on a massive scale. But Orange Johnson writing this article, and she's saying a lot has been said about the dangers of mobile devices, but did you know that just looking at them can cause health problems? Studies indicate that staring at the screen of digital devices, be it your laptop, desktop, computer, or smartphone, could increase your risk of macular degeneration, the leading cause of blindness in the U.S. That's usually only traditionally associated with very elderly people, but not anymore. Digital screens emit what is called blue light. In order for you to grasp how it damages the eye, you have to understand the nature of light itself. Visible light, also called white light, is actually composed of all the colors of the spectrum. Sure. On one end of the spectrum is red, on the other, violet. A visible representation of this is a rainbow. The closer the colors are to red, the longer their wavelengths and the less energy they have. On the other hand, the colors closer to violet have shorter wavelengths and more energy. Blue light covers about a third of the visible spectrum, the part that includes everything from colors of blue to violet. Because of this, it is also known as blue-violet light. But they're also saying blue light is compatible, but weaker than ultraviolet, and the invisible rays beyond violet and light, etc. UV has so much energy that it has a direct effect on your body. Get enough of it, and you will get a tan. Well, that's a way of getting skin cancer. These sunbeds are outrageous. In some countries, they've been banned. Have too much of it, and you will get sunburn or worse, skin cancer, exposing your eyes to ultraviolet light. Digital screens emit small doses of blue light, but constant exposure to it via staring at your digital device for extended periods causes eye strain and eventual damage to the eyes. Well, that's anybody turning on the internet on a mobile phone. The amount of the tiny screens, having to strain their eyes to look at them, that alone for young people is a massive attack on their health in so many ways. But I'll keep it till next week. Very in detailed article about DARPA having a brain chip to military pilots and soldiers so as they can control drones, D-R-O-N-E-S, but leave that be. But left-wing news sites say weather control is impossible. Then they claim Trump is generating hurricanes. Well, hold up, people. As Jim Lee, who's recovering from an illness at the moment, who is an expert on chemtrails, etc., has said that they've been 105 years of experimenting with weather manipulation. The first cloud seeding thing was done in 1913, I believe. And it's well laid out on his site. But left-wing news sites say weather control is impossible, but then they claim Trump is generating hurricanes. And I'll just read this article briefly. Earlier this week, the editorial board of the Washington Post published a piece that actually blames Hurricane Florence on Donald Trump, and by default, every other major storm in the U.S. since he became a climate change denier. I mean, so how crap is that? The mainstream media, a massive hurricane feeding off unusually warm ocean water has the potential to stall over heavily populated areas, menacing millions of people. Last year, Hurricane Harvey battered Houston. Now Houston, Florence threatens to drench already waterlogged swathes of the East Coast, including the nation's capital. While praising the president for tweeting out a number of warnings to those living in Florence Path, the board then wrote this. It says here, yet when it comes to extreme weather, Mr. Trump is complicit. He plays down humans. They're quoting these propagandists. Plays on human's role in increasing the risks, and he continues to dismantle efforts to address the home risk. Well, the deep state are running the HAARP cloud seeding operation. It's hard to attribute any single weather event to climate change, but there is no reasonable doubt that humans are priming the Earth's systems to produce disasters. And again, none of these people will talk about pollution, the massive amount of pollution, and there's millions of jobs in cleaning it up. And then this plastic in the sea, which is a nightmare beyond words, has only become into a thing because of David Attenborough, people like that, in the last year. And it's been going on for 50, 60, maybe 100 years. It's shocking. I see one thing this week. I don't have it here. We'd have to have a visible video of it anyway. They have these ships with a massive boom that's the top and under the water that can collect up these massive lakes of plastic that are forming in the Atlantic and the Pacific. At least they've started to clean it up by now. But they've got to ban outright plastic bags and shopping and wrapping. And they should put a 3-4 year run into banning them completely. But seriously, they're saying here, translated, they're saying from this propaganda, Trump hasn't drunk the cranks left human caused climate change Kool-Aid. Okay, so it's his fault in getting all of these massive storms wrong. But the other person, again, when you raise some of this, is go to climatedepot.com, Mark Morano, and also Piers Corbin's site, weatheraction.com, and he's a long-range weather forecaster, and you'll see the evidence of how the jet stream and the solar activity causes the main factors in the weather every time. And the CO2 argument is totally, 100%, totally crap. And not enough scientists have the guts to speak up, because they're all on government on research grants and have signed disclosure agreements. So they're muscled and absolutely useless. Like, most GPs now can't even give a second opinion. If they see on your medical records that another doctor has given an opinion, they won't give an opinion, only the same opinion. And that has been inculcated into them from the pharmaceutical industry, who now control medical training and the doctors at a stroke. And that's how bad that is. But last point of this article, case in point, as Florence approaches the Carolinas, not only had the storm changed paths from where residents were told she would make landfall earlier this week, but it has also become less powerful. Related epic rainfall from Hurricane Florence could burst dams in Virginia, warned state officials. So if Trump's climate skepticism is responsible for Florence at Category 4 on Tuesday, isn't it also responsible for Florence weakening to Category 2? Yeah, well, these left-wing nutters in California would put anything out there. They're painting the roads white in California, presumably to reduce the climate warming effect, which doesn't exist. I thought I read that out a few weeks ago, but the stories out of California are shocking, absolutely shocking. But then one more on global warming. Global warming pushers demand media censor all opposing views, claiming they are too right to debate, too far right-wing to debate. And Vicky Bass is writing this article. And she's saying here, for Natural News, proponents of the global warming hoax are now calling on the worldwide media to flat out censor opposing views. The climate alarmists say they are too right to debate. And I read out a piece last week where the BBC said that the science, the head of BBC News, I have the article from last week, can't think of her name, Fran, whatever her name is, said that they're not bringing on opposing views on the BBC to climate warming because the argument is proven. That is an absolute outrage. And that's how much the BBC has degenerated. It used to be a reference point for all news around the world. It's now a disgrace. It's now a rancid news organization. And this left-wing loonies are saying, and they are unwilling to even discuss scientific evidence which contradicts their opinions. According to climate change pushers, their narrative is the only viewpoint worthy of press coverage, and their take on climate science is fact, while anything else is a fringe voice and not worthy of acknowledgement. In an open letter to The Guardian, that's the left-wing, lefty socialist paper in Britain, 60, and you can't get a job in the BBC as a journalist unless you worked for The Guardian, by the way. That's the way it's been for a generation or two. In The Guardian, saying 60 scientists, activists, and other climate alarmists declared that they refuse to debate anyone who denies the existence of climate change. A holier-than-thou group contends that climate change is, in fact, because they said so. Well, as Piers Corbyn said last week, when we saw this thing for several years, that 800 scientists had signed a petition saying that CO2 gas was a shocking threat to us. And when they whittled it down, it was actually not only 3% of them were saying that. Only 3%. And there were propaganda. And the IP, what do they call it, the International Committee on Climate Change, based in the University of Eastern England, were caught red-handed falsifying the facts on several occasions. And it's just shocking. As the letter states, well, they go on to quote all of the articles they've written, if you don't want to read out here. Just a piece about Al Gore. As sources report, Gore increased his net wealth from $700,000 in 2000. I think he was worth that before you went into politics. That's a pitiful figure. To $172 million in 2015. He and his business partners made $280 million off carbon trading company between 2008 and 2011. Gore is an out-and-out hypocrite. The amount of power he uses just to warm his pool is enough to heat six homes for an entire year. and in just 12 months, the Gore household uses enough energy to power an average American homes for two decades and run his private jet and the property he bought in San Francisco, which is 2 feet above the waterline. So he doesn't himself believe on the oceans, rising ocean syndrome, right? But and the last word on the nutters today, going finishing today, repeating an article I read last week by John Whitehead called Battlefield America. It's a really good article. We'll do that for the rest of the program after this article. And well, the Catholic Church thing in a minute. Leftists now claim gifted math classes are racist and must be halted. Like gifted children who are good at maths are usually taken together to get scholarships and go on to do the sciences, etc., which is only right. But that now is being called racist. According to, who's this Wells is talking about here? Casey Wells, a teaching professor at the University of Oklahoma, wants to get rid of all advanced math classes designed for gifted students because he believes they're inherently racist and promote academic apartheid. Isn't that unbelievable? According to Wells, placing more adept students into higher-level maths classes based on their abilities is a form of capitalist exploitation and settled colonialism. Whatever these tossers ever realize that the $700 and $1,000 iPhone they bought is made for $200 on a slave labor basis in China. There's something to be getting up and jumping up and down about. But this goes over these morons' heads. A designation that's supposed to sound really smart, but that's nothing more than a rhetorical hodgepodge of anti-white left-wing gobbledygook, this thing of banning the special teaching of gifted children. In a recent study he wrote, this guy Wells, as Piers Corbyn was saying last week, Casey Wells, professorships are not a qualification. They're granted to you by university to carry on the propaganda. That's what on the basis of giving out. You see professors on the BBC, they look like an overgrown fetus, about a guy about 28, 29, and he's a professor. And he's usually pushing the left-wing ideology, which is the BBC is a new age lefty organization top to bottom. And all of the journalists there are remainers who are trying to undermine Brexit at every level. In a recent study, this guy Wells wrote, entitled "Understand Issues Associated with Tracking Students in Mathematical Education," ooh, what a mouthful, and published in the Columbia University Journal of Mathematics Education, Wells openly condemns even the mere tracking of individual students and their academic performances as a way to assess which math classes they belong to, claiming that doing so promotes white supremacy. This is unbelievable. I mean, you can't actually carry out the business of teaching people if these people get hold of teaching, which they have. I mean, it's insanity. The fact that different maths classes exist for students at different levels on maths ability represents an outgrowth of radical ideology. Well, people either have a natural ability of maths or they don't. And that's the true of people who go into do engineering. Wells, a white-looking man himself, contends this is particularly true in schools. Yes, many times students are pigeonholed into particular academic tracks based purely upon socially constructed potentialities. No, on ability. On ability. Proven ability. That's why we have exams. What about Asians who tend to outperform whites academically? Is that, and most of the people who are very good at software and computer viruses are Indians, are particularly from India, the continent of India, and they get top jobs. Because they really are good at it. There are curious claims to make when considering that Asian students with skin that's typically more brown than the white skin of Europeans outperform whites academically, which means they are most likely a racial group to be placed at the head of the class when it comes to learning maths. Correct. That is absolutely a fact. I just to go on and finish this article off. But Wells pays no mind to these facts, instead takes the pot shot after pot shot against whitey and his favor. Somehow it was white people who settled and colonized the world and created the racial hierarchy in mathematics that Wells believes exists and is holding students other racial backgrounds down in the world. Settler colonial ideas, this is a quotation, roundly become evident through colonized Colonization of the intellect, he adds. It's a mouthful. When there's no longer territory to conquer or people to physically oppress, there exist opportunities to colonize knowledge. Henry is very mentally ill. Okay, we're at the 20 past the hour break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it. At AROutfitting.com.
Okay, we're coming back in for the break. This is the Barden Report for Republic Broadcasting, and the phone-in number today, not many people about today, it's late at night, I suppose, but 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. I just want to read a small part of this article because it's so heavily covered. But Catholic Church found to have spent over $2 million lobbying to block child sex abuse laws, right? This I have to read out. In light of the growing paedophile and sexual assault scandal rocking the Catholic Church, John Vise writing this article, it is important to remember that not very long ago, the organization, Catholic Church, was found paying off a lobbying firm to block bills related to sex crimes against children. Imagine this. In 2015, the New York State Catholic Conference contacted the lobbying group. Will you hear the name of this lobbying group? Wilson, Esler, Murkowski, Edelman, Dicker, and Patricia Lynch and Associates, Hank Schenkoff, and Mark Behan Communications to block a bill called, nine names in the title, bill called Child Victims Act, which was aimed at making it easier for victims of child sex crimes to come out against their accusers. The bill was also sought to extend the statute of limitations for sex crimes, since many victims are too afraid to speak out until too much time has passed to prosecute. Between 2007 and 2015, the Catholic Church in New York only spent a mere $2.1 million lobbying on various bills, mostly related to sex offences. This week, the Catholic Church got more bad news, as it was announced that the states of New York and New Jersey were launching investigations into how the church has handled sex crimes within its ranks. Following the announcement, the New York State's Attorney General sent subpoenas to every Catholic representative in the state, requiring any records that were kept in regards to internal investigations of sexual abuse within the church, meaning to try and expose this. The AG, the Attorney General, is seeking any and all documents pertaining to allegations finding from internal church investigations and payments to victims, according to law enforcement sources familiar with the investigations but not authorized to speak publicly. New York Archdiocese spokesman Joseph Schwilling said that the network of churches in the state will be fully cooperating with the authorities. I see. But anyway, it goes on and on and on. But using big lobby groups to oppose these laws to protect children. Well, wow. But no, a very good article. It's worth reading. John Whitehead is one of the best writers next to probably Paul Craig Roberts. As an article, I didn't get it finished last week, but I'll have a go at doing it again this week. Battlefield America, the ongoing war on the American people. And he's saying here, a government which will turn its tanks upon its people for any reason is a government with the taste of blood and the thirst for power and must be either be smartly rebuked or blindly obeyed in deadly fear. John Salter is quoting. Police in a small Georgia town tasered a 5'2", 87-year-old woman who was using a kitchen knife to cut dandelions for use in a recipe. Police claimed they had no choice but to taser the old woman, who does not speak English but was smiling at police to indicate she was friendly because she failed to comply with orders to put down the knife. Police in California are being sued for using excessive force against a deaf 76-year-old woman who was allegedly jaywalking and failed to halt when placed behind her neck or back, handcuffed and arrested and cited for jaywalking and resisting arrest. In Alabama, police first tasered and shot and killed an unarmed man who refused to show his driver's license after attempting to turn in a stray dog he found to the local dog shelter. The man's girlfriend and their three children, all under the age of 10, witnessed the shooting. This is absolutely genocidal, kill and murder. In New York, Customs and Border Protection officers have come under fire for subjecting female travelers, including minors, to random body searches that include strip searches while menstruating, genital probing, etc., forced pelvic exams, x-rays, and intravenous drugs areas at hospitals. At a California gas station, ICE agents surrounded a man who was taking his pregnant wife to hospital to deliver their baby, demanding that he show identification. Having forgotten his documents at home, he, in a rush to get to the hospital, the husband offered to go and get them. Refusing to allow him to do so, ICE agents handcuffed and arrested the man for not having an ID with him, leaving his wife to find her way alone to the hospital. And the father of the five, including newborn, has lived and worked in the U.S. for 12 years. Okay, we'll take a break on that. We're at the bottom of the outbreak, and we should be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce. Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Okay, we're coming back in at the fade down there of Moon River, but we're reading a very good article by John Whitehead, an outstanding writer, called Battlefield America, The Ongoing War on the American People, and gave five examples there of totally innocent people being shot dead by police. And usually they get away with it. I don't know how much more this go on. 1,100 people were murdered, I call it murdered, at police checkpoints in 2017, the data that I have. And they said, these cases are legion. They say, complying with the government agent's order or not complying fast enough. This is, what you're saying here, these, yeah, this isn't happening in a crime-ridden inner cities. It's happening all across the country. America has been locked down. This is what it's like to live, to be a citizen in America and in the American police state. This is what it's like to be the enemy of combatant in your own country. This is what it feels like to be a conquered people. This is what it feels like to be an unoccupied nation. This is what it feels like to live in fear of armed men crashing through your door in the middle of the night, or to be accused of doing something you never even knew was a crime, or to be watched all the time, your movements tracked and your motives questioned. Mind you, in a war zone, there are no police, only soldiers. Thus, there is no more posse comitatus prohibiting the government from using the military in a law enforcement capacity, not when local police force, for all intents and purposes, already become the military. In a war zone, the soldiers shoot to kill, as American police have now been trained to do. Whether the perceived threat is armed or unarmed no longer matters, when police are authorized to shoot first and ask questions later. And where do they get their training? From Israeli training colleges. That's what. In a war zone, even the youngest members of the community learn at an early age to accept and fear their soldiers in their midst. Thanks to funding from the government, more schools are hiring armed police officers, some equipped with semi-automatic AR-15s, to secure their campuses. Well, they're not doing a very good job, although even to protect the false flag attacks. There again, they're probably part of it. In a war zone, you have no rights. When you are staring down the end of a police rifle, there can be no free speech. When you're being held at bay by a militarized, weaponized, mine-resistant tank, there can be no freedom of assembly. When you are being surveilled with thermal imaging devices, facial recognition software, and full-body scanners and the like, there can be no privacy. When you're charged with disorderly conduct simply for daring to question a photograph and document the injustice you see, with the blessing of the courts, no less, there can be no freedom or to petition the government for a redress of grievances. And when you're a prisoner in your own town, unable to move freely, kept off the streets, issued a curfew at night, there can be no mistaking the prison walls are closing in. Excuse me. I've got the page right here. I hope, page 5. There's a misprint there. A lot of misprints and activists, but anyway, you see what Americans have failed to comprehend, living as they do in a TV-induced drug-like haze of fabricated realities, narcissistic denial, and partisan policies, is that we've not only brought the military equipment used in Iraq and Afghanistan home to be used against the American people, we've also brought the very spirit of the war home. We, the people, have now come full circle from being held captive by the British police state to being held captive by the American police state. In between, we have charted a course from revolutionaries fighting for our independence and free speech, establishing a new nation, to pioneers and explorers braving the wilderness and expanding into new territories. Where we went wrong, however, was in allowing ourselves to become enthralled with and then held hostage by a military empire in bondage to a corporate state, the very definition of fascism. No longer does America hold the moral high ground as a champion of freedom and human rights. Instead, the pursuit of profit, our overlords have transformed American landscape into a battlefield complete with military personnel, tactics, and weaponry. To our dismay, we now find ourselves scrambling for the foothold as our once missed a piece there. Once freedom we had, I think. What kind of twisted logic allows police officers to use a police car to run down an American citizen and justify this in the name of permissible deadly force? That happened in Denver. And what country are we living in where the police can beat, shoot, and choke, taser, and tackle any American citizen, all with the protection of the courts? Certainly the constitutional safeguards against police abuse means nothing when government agents can crash through your door, terrorize your children, shoot your dogs, and jail you on any number of trumped-up charges, and you have little say in the matter. For instance, San Diego police responding to a domestic disturbance call on Sunday morning showed up at a wrong address, only to shoot the homeowner's 6-year-old service dog in the head. Rubbing salt into the wound, it's often the unlucky victim of excessive police force who ends up being charged with wrongdoing. Although 16-year-old Ty Gurrell was charged with resisting arrest and strangling the assaulting police. Police here who were at fault. Thankfully, a bystander's cell phone video undermined the police accounts, which were described as a work of fiction. Not even our children are being spared the blowback from the growing police presence. As one juvenile court noted in testimony to Congress, although having police and public school campuses did not have the schools any safer, it did result in a large number of students being arrested for misdemeanors such as school fights and disorderly conduct. One 11-year-old autistic Virginia student was charged with disorderly conduct and felony assault after kicking at a trash can and resisting a police officer's attempt to handcuff him. A 14-year-old student was tasered by police, suspended and charged with disorderly conduct, resisting arrest and trespassing after he failed to obey a teacher's order to be the last student to exit the classroom. The teachers must be completely compliant with this. There is no end to the government's unmitigated goal in riding roughshod over the rights of the citizenry, whether in matters of excessive police powers, militarized police, domestic training drills, SWAT team raids, surveillance, propaganda rights, over-criminalization, roadside strip searches, proven profit-driven fines and prison sentences, etc. The president can now direct the military to detain, arrest, and secretly execute American citizens. We can thank Obama for that law. There are the powers of an imperial dictator, not an elected official, bound by the rules of law. The mantle is worn by whoever occupies the Oval Office, and that now and in the future. A representative government means nothing when the average citizen has little or no access to their elected officials, while corporate lobbyists enjoy a revolving door relationship with everyone from the president down, including the Catholic Church. Indeed, while members of Congress hardly work for the taxpayer, they work hard for being wooed by corporations, which spend more to lobby our elected representatives than we spend on their collective salaries. For that matter, getting elected is no longer the high point it used to be. As one congressman noted, for many elected officials, Congress is no longer a destination, but a journey to a more lucrative job as a K Street lobbyist. Okay, so that it's become routine to see members of Congress drop their seat in Congress like a hot rock when a particularly lush vacancy shows up. Well, John McCain had to be the epitome of that, in warmongering and the military-industrial complex. As for the courts, they have long since ceased being courts of justice. Instead, they have become courts of order, largely marching in lockstep with the government dictates, all the while helping to increase the largesse of government of coffers. It calls for profit. It's called for-profit justice, and it runs the gamut of all manner of financial incentives in which the courts become cash cows for fees to harvest revenue from the minor offenders. And these communities cannot or do not want to raise through that these communities do not raise through taxation. In this way, Alvin Lackey, a resident of Montgomery, Alabama, who commits a simple noise violation, faces only a $20 fine, but also a whopping $257 in court costs and user fees should they seek to have their day in court. As for the rest, the schools, the churches, the private businesses, service providers, non-profits, and your fellow citizens, many are also marching in lockstep with the police state. This is what they commonly referred to as community policing. And that is not what community policing is. After all, well, if the militias took it over, we could like these towns in Mexico, we took back their town from the politicians and the police, and they have automatically lowered crime drastically. After all, the police can't be everywhere, but how do you police a nation when your population outnumbers your many soldiers? How do you carry out surveillance on a nation where there aren't enough cameras, let alone viewers, to monitor every square inch of the country 24/7? How do you not only track but analyze the transactions, interactions, and movements of every person within the United States? The answer is simply, it seems, you persuade the citizenry to be your eyes and ears. Yes. It's a brilliant ploy with the added bonus that while the citizenry remains focused on distrustful of each other, they're palpable in focusing on the more definable threats that fall closer to home, namely the government and its militarized police. In this way, we're seeing a rise in the incidence of Americans being reported for growing vegetables in their front yard, keeping chickens in their backyard, letting their kids walk to the playground alone, and voicing anti-government sentiments. For example, after Shona Banda's son defended the use of medical marijuana during a presentation at school, the school officials alerted the police and social services, and the 11-year-old was interrogated, taken into custody by social workers, had his home raided by police, and his mother has been detained. Perhaps the government really does have our best interests at heart, and being sarcastic, obviously. Perhaps covert domestic military training drills really are just benign exercise to make sure our military is prepared for any contingency. Then again, while I don't believe in worrying over nothing, it is safe to say that the government has not exactly shown itself to be friendly in recent years, nor has it its agents shown themselves to be cognizant of the fact that they are civilians who answer to the citizenry rather than the other way around. As Aldous Huxley warned in The Brave New World we visited, liberty cannot flourish in a country that is permanently on a war footing, or even a near war footing. Permanent crisis justifies permanent control of every and everything that agrees to central government. That's like the false flag school shootings are part of that, to instill instability in children. Whether or not the government plans to impose some more overt form of martial law in the future remains to be seen, but there can be no denying that we are being accustomed to life in a military state. The malls may be open for business, but the baseball stadiums may be packed, and the news anchors may be twittering nonsense about the latest celebrity crap, but those are just distractions from what is really taking place, the transformation of America into a war zone. And he wraps it up, and I think he's saying, Whitehead, as I document in my book, Battlefield America, the war on the American, the war on American people, battlefield SWAT raid teams sound canyons to break up large assemblies of citizens and act like a battlefield. Police shootings first and asking questions later. Intimidation tactics and involuntary detention. It's a battlefield. Indeed, what happened in Ocala, Florida, is a good metaphor for what's happening across the country. Sheriff deputies dressed in special ops uniforms and riding in an armored tank on a public road pulled a 23-year-old man over and issued a warning violation for him after he gave them the finger. The man, Lucas Jewell, defended his actions as a free speech expression of his distaste for militarized police. Translation, we the people are being hijacked on the highway by government agents with little knowledge or regard for the Constitution, who are hyped up on the power of their badge, outfitted for war, eager for combat, and taking a joyride on taxpayer time and money in a military tank that has no business being on American soil. Rest assured, unless we slam on the brakes, this runaway tank will soon be charting a new course through terrain that bears no resemblance to the land of our forefathers, where freedom meant more than just the freedom to exist and consume what the corporate powers dish out. Rod Serling, one of my longtime heroes and creator of the Twilight Zone, understood all of this well on this danger of turning a blind eye to evil in our midst. The things that scream for a response, as Sterling warned, if we don't listen, it will pulverize us. Get the license number of whatever it was, and destroy the dream. And I think we will find that the vehicle was registered to our own name. If you haven't managed to read the writing on the wall yet, the war has begun. John Whitehead. Very good. Wow, that is riveting stuff. Absolutely riveting. And that's kind of a sum up of what we do in this program, reporting on that. But I do try to see and find stories which were successes against the deep state and taking back your country and your life is happening, but we don't see it very much. We simply just do not see it. And it's another ongoing story. Grand jury finds police were complicit in covering up massive child sex abuse ring in the Catholic Church. Well, there was one in Rotherham here. We're talking about one in Philadelphia that went on for 12 years. And all Muslim men, mostly abusing children, 12, 13 children that were in care and were vulnerable and were rounded up at this. And the local Dennis McShane, a disgusting low-life Labour politician, knew about this but wouldn't speak up because he didn't want to engender racial hatred. That's the Labour Party in Britain today. Absolute disgrace on every single level. But it's and another case in Telford where a young girl, 15, was literally grabbed in a Tesco supermarket and kept captive for 12 years and was only released recently. She was raped and abused, etc., by, again, Asian men. And the police are trying to find circumstantial evidence. Circumstantial evidence. Can you believe that? There's a story in yesterday's Daily Mail. But it's just people are asleep. People are absolutely walking around in a trance. And they can't believe, they just don't know what to do. They don't understand what their role is in life. It's just ongoing, nonstop. But anyway, we're coming up to the last break today. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Thank you.
Okay. We're coming back into the last few minutes of today's program. Now, the last piece is a short article I'll read about the vaccines. I get the emails in this crowd. I told them to stop. They keep sending me crap. Stuff. Pinterest says that questioning vaccines is the same as promoting drug abuse and suicides. Well, Steve Johnson writing this for National News. According to new Pinterest community guidelines, you are no longer allowed to question vaccines if you post facts about the failure of a flu shot. If you point out, the industry itself is constantly saying that last year's flu shot didn't work. We have a better one this year. I mean, they convicted themselves. If you point not only didn't work, but also damaged your system permanently. If you point out that poisons that are childhood vaccines, if you share any research or personal testimony on vaccine damage, or your post can and will be taken down by Pinterest, a big pharma controlled censorship team. If you dare post anti-vaccination advice, you will be blamed for putting the public safety at risk and encouraging people to commit self-harm. The latest copy of Pinterest's community guidelines says that Pinterest will not tolerate anything that promotes drug abuse, suicide, suicidal anti-vaccine advice. Pinterest warns that they will remove anything that has immediate and detrimental effect on a pinner's health and public safety. The convoluted language here is shocking. This includes removing pins that promote false cures for terminal or chronic illnesses and anti-vaccine advice. They decide what's false. In order to keep the internet safe from disinformation campaigns, they say, Pinterest is no longer allowed anyone to post anything that questions vaccines or pharmaceuticals. Another one, just a quick one. The pharmaceutical industry are lobbying Washington to get pharmaceuticals described as food. Can you believe that? Whoa. Pinterest has brought into the lies and propaganda of the vaccine industry, and it's going to extreme levels to be a vaccine industry acolyte. In trying to eliminate disinformation campaigns, Pinterest has actually fallen from one of the greatest disinformation campaigns, fallen for one of the greatest disinformation campaigns in history and medicines, that vaccines are 100% safe and effective. Just as North Koreans are punished for questioning their dictator, anyone who uses Pinterest cannot question the holy vaccine science. And said, what is anti-vaccination advice? Anti-vaccination advice is actually life-saving advice that promotes the upward trajectory of a healthy, natural immune system. Vaccination is not synonymous with immunization. Immunization occurs naturally within the body. The human immune system is constantly immunizing. Like that's what your DNA does itself through, and your inner healing system itself through the natural exposure to billions of bacteria, fungi, parasites, and virus cells, etc. Pinterest, another highly suspect organization. But as we say, this time every week, we'll be back this time next week. Bobby Report.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. It really does work like the review says it does. I cannot believe that after the first few days, I didn't feel as sluggish or clogged up. It has had a profound impact on my physical, emotional well-being. I'm skeptical as most people about products and their claims, and I never write reviews, but this is a wonderful product and I recommend it to everyone. Great product. It has brought my blood pressure from the mid-150s over the 80s to the mid-130s over mid-80s. Along with diet and exercise in just the past couple of months. Excellent. Thank you, David. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
You're listening to